You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 8:12. I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway vacationing this week. He's back on Monday. You know, I talked to the folks here at KDK. We were talking about big stories of the past week. And on the cover of Newsweek, at the top of the page, it said, "Could this be an end to cancer?" And there's a really dramatic story about vaccines and the progress that they're making with research and what's going on. And I thought, really? For the amount that cancer affects people, this is the top story. And then I met Sunny Carney, and she wrote a book called The Sunny Side of Cancer. And after you hear her story, you'll wonder, where does this great attitude come from? And Sunny joins us on KDK. Sunny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Greenfield, in the city of Pittsburgh.
Great neighborhood, Greenfield.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing neighborhood.
All right, you're a mom.
And I now live in Plumborough.
Okay, we'll give Plum a little thumbs up.
Plum's just as great as Greenfield.
And let's give people a little background to your story. You're a mom.
Yes, I'm a mom of three boys, ages 15, 14, and 13.
Wow, that's a handful.
They're amazing, though. I'm very blessed.
And you are dealing with a rare form of incurable cancer.
I am. It's called neuroendocrine carcinoid cancer.
And how does this affect you?
It's an endocrine cancer that starts with the endocrine system. And what it does is it grows tumors from organ to organ. And I've been fighting it for about 10 years off and on, but in the last 3 years it has become very aggressive. And it's now in my bones, liver, lymph nodes. It was in my lung, which I had my right lung removed. So it's been a battle. And once it's incurable, they do not have a cure for neuroendocrine cancer yet, but they are working on it.
But you end up writing a book called "The Sunny Side of Cancer." Of all people, you.
Well, I can tell you that being diagnosed with this rare form of cancer has changed my life basically for the better. I mean, obviously I would want a cure and to get rid of it immediately, and I say that all the time, but the past few years have been amazing, life-changing experience for me and my family. We've just experienced so many joys of people reaching out to us and just appreciating life every day because we were diagnosed with this.
Your husband, Mark, and your boys, Austin, yes. Logan, and Nolan, how have they responded to living with this on a daily basis?
They're amazing. You know, obviously when you're first diagnosed, I always say when someone's diagnosed with cancer, it's not just the person that's diagnosed. It's everyone that loves them that's touched with cancer. So it's when I say we are fighting this, it's all of us. And it's also my extended family and friends that fight it with me. But truly, the four of them have just wrapped their arms around me. They're positive. They appreciate life, and I say my boys, they have a sense of maturity about them because of this cancer that really they're blessed to have. They're just wonderful children.
And what would you say to the many people dealing with cancers of all forms, family and friends, heading into the holidays, a lot of anxiety? What do you say to people?
Well, as far as the anxiety goes, I say you can't control it. And the only way that you can fight it, in my opinion, is by looking at it on a positive way and taking every single day as a gift, because it is a gift. I mean, I say in my book that, you know, everyone has a cancer. It may not be cancer. It could be a financial burden or MS or a family member that's ill or whatever they're going through. But a lot of that is uncontrolled, and if you let it control you, then you're not going to enjoy the holidays, and you're going to miss out on a lot of things that life has to offer. So I try every day, even on hard days when I'm not feeling the best and it's hard to get out of bed, I try every day just to appreciate what I have, even if it's an hour with my family and the rest of the time I'm ill.
And you're obviously a very spiritual woman.
I'm a very spiritual woman. I have a very strong faith, and truthfully, I don't know how anybody could get through this without faith. It's the number one thing that gets me through every day. And my children have strong faith, as well as my husband. And our faith has grown since we've been diagnosed. And it's the only thing that really gets us through every day.
You have a little note called God's Megaphone. The entry is February 25th, 2010, a C.S. Lewis quote. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
Yes. That's exactly right. I believe that God wakes us up, and he shouts at us. I don't think he causes any of the tragedies that happen in life or that we go through or the trials, but I definitely believe he wakes us up. And we have two options. We can turn to our faith, or we can go the other way. And I don't ever want to be on the other side of that. I can't imagine fighting something that I'm fighting every day without having my faith in God, and, you know, which also extends to my family and friends. I think when you're around someone that has a positive attitude and you're around someone that's upbeat and happy, it makes everyone else upbeat and happy, even if they see that you're struggling. And the last thing I want is someone to feel sorry for me.
And the humor,
I want someone to be proud of me.
The humor in your life helps quite a bit. It's a medicine, for real.
It is. It really is. You have to laugh at things that you can't control, because truly, some of the things we've gone through, we've been to Switzerland for experimental treatments, and we're going back in January. And truthfully, some of the things that have happened in the bizarre treatments that we've gone through and the bizarre people we've met, the only thing you can do is laugh about it.
Well, if someone wants to help you in your journey, I know it's very expensive to go there and do that. The book is...
None of it is covered by insurance.
None?
No. Mm-mm. None of my experimental treatments is covered by our insurance.
Well,
we have insurance, but...
If we have people listening that want to help, the book is The Sunny Side of Cancer. Sunny Carney is the author, and it's available. Can you get it on Amazon?
It will be going on Amazon in January, but you can get it through my website. If you Google Sunny Carney, my website will pop up. It's a big, long name, Sunny Carney Carcinoid Cancer Fund.
All right.
But you can just Google my name, and my website pops up. And right now you can buy the book through there until January. And then in January it's going to be going on Amazon.
All right, Sunny Carney, that's Carney, The Sunny
Yes.
Side of Cancer. You're an amazing woman. I'm glad Mickey Ecker, your friend, introduced me to you, because I wanted people to hear your story.
Thank you very much.
And thanks
for spreading the word about carcinoid cancer, which, like I said, is a rare form, and we unfortunately do not get a lot of funding because it is a rare cancer.
Well, just keep doing what you're doing, and to your three boys and your husband, Mark, God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Everybody else, have a Merry Christmas.